The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph, too, went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, there to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now, there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
I realized earlier this week, I've had to do 29 homilies for the past 30 Christmases. I got one off. And I also realized that I kind of say the same thing over and over. I repeat myself. Maybe say it in a different way, but I repeat myself. I don't think I'm the only one here. I think all of you repeat yourselves as well. You celebrated Christmas last year, didn't you? Yeah, here you are, doing it all over again. Many of you know that other than getting the opportunity to do midnight mass, some of my favorite things during this Christmas season, I love A Christmas Carol. I love Scrooge. I think that journey of redemption that he takes is incredible. And I love A Charlie Brown Christmas. I can relate to Charlie Brown. And I love that Christmas special. I know, it's 60 years old. The animation, lousy. The dialogue is fairly stilted. To be expected, they had five-year-olds that couldn't read yet doing the dialogue. And so, you know, it's not the best. But still, it always hits me. The scene where Linus stands on the stage by himself and proclaims the Christmas gospel and then ends by going over to Charlie Brown and saying, "That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown." I go, "Yes, there is a great theologian, Linus Van Pelt. Strip away all the festivities of this season. That's what Christmas is. That's what it's about. The birth of our Savior." And that scene always is powerful for me. This year, it was even more powerful when a friend of mine pointed something out that I had never noticed before in that scene. When Linus is reciting the Christmas gospel, when he gets to the part of the angels speaking to the shepherds, and the angels said, "Do not be afraid," he lets go of his security blanket. He drops his blanket to the floor. He has no need for that security blanket while he's proclaiming the Christmas story. There's no need for it when he's saying a gospel word. There's no need for it when he's sharing the birth of our Savior with others. And that just made that scene even more powerful for me. Do not be afraid. We have nothing to fear from God. He knows us quite well already. He knows all our faults. He knows all our sins. And still, he entrusts the care of his son to a human family. His love is greater than our sins. I proclaim to you good news of great joy. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. God desires to be close to us, to be one with us. What could be more joyful than knowing that God loves us, embraces us, desires us as we are? We don't have to make ourselves good to be loved by God. God's love makes us good. For today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. Jesus is our Savior. He saves us from death. He saves us from our sins. He is both the Christ, the anointed one of God, and the Lord of all. And it's such a huge contrast that he who is both Christ and Lord comes to us as a little child, so frail, so fragile, so needy, so wanting, so much dependent on our love and our care. What is Christmas all about, Charlie Brown? Well, it's God saying to us, "Let me share your life so that you may share mine."